Starting Monday, Idaho's first responders will be able to more easily draw workers' compensation for job-related post-traumatic stress. James Dawson reports.
Boise Fire Captain Rob Christensen remembers the first time he went to go see a counselor.
I'm driving through the parking lot going, man, if I see any cars I know, I'm not going. And then, you know, you park a couple blocks out, you do the army crawl, hide behind bushes, and get in there.
Christensen had been a firefighter for a year and a half, responding to calls where infants had died, and the aftermath of gruesome car crashes, he says, filled his emotional bucket to the breaking point. He says learning how to mentally deal with these tough scenes isn't a weakness, and there shouldn't be a stigma attached to asking for help.
As much as our physical fitness is important, our mental fitness is critical for us to be successful.
Until the new law takes effect July 1st, first responders can't get workers' compensation for PTSI, also known as PTSD, unless it's tied to a physical injury. Christensen and others say this will remove a significant barrier to coverage and hopefully continue to chip away at that long-entrenched stigma. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.